Let's say a patient who has chemotherapy naive regimen, do you tend to utilize in that neoadjuvant situation? And how do you deal with the bevacizumab in terms of surgery?
To date, for somebody who's potentially a surgical candidate, I've mainly used FOLFOX and have been somewhat reluctant to add bevacizumab. If it's somebody where I think they may be receiving about 3 months worth of chemotherapy before any potential surgery, then typically I would give FOLFOX with bevacizumab for 2 months and then stop the bevacizumab and give that one more month of FOLFOX with the hope that that would provide a safe margin where the bevacizumab should not be interfering with surgery. Right now, the biggest problem is the lack of information about how long do you need to wait after bevacizumab is stopped to reduce any risk for surgical complications. There just isn't a lot of data on that. In our current clinical trial of FOLFOX with cetuximab, there isn't that concern about stopping the cetuximab at some time point before surgery. At least with the information that we have right now, there doesn't seem to be an increased risk of surgical complications. And obviously, getting somebody on a clinical trial is more important if we can, but outside of a clinical trial, I've actually opted to put a few patients on FOLFOX and cetuximab rather than bevacizumab, given data from some ongoing or completed trials to suggest that cetuximab really does provide a good enhancement to response rate, and the idea that it provides maybe some increased safety margin versus bevacizumab.